After the First Crusade, four Crusader states emerged in the Middle East. Jerusalem came under Christian control and became the capital of the Crusaders for nearly a century, until the Muslims took their revenge. The first ruler of the Kingdom of Jerusalem was Godfrey of Bouillon, who held the title Defender of the Holy Sepulchre. In his new territories, he introduced a feudal system typical of Europe. He distributed land grants to knights in his army, who in turn swore vassal allegiance to him. Yet, most of the Crusaders returned to Europe after the First Crusade, as they had fulfilled their promise to reclaim Jerusalem from the Muslims. Those who remained began to establish their own domains. Thus, in 1099, Tancred of Taranto conquered Galilee, forming his principality, but he swore vassal allegiance to Godfrey, making Tancred's holdings part of the Kingdom of Jerusalem. Godfrey did not rule for long. He died the following year while attempting to capture cities on the Mediterranean coast. His brother, Baldwin I, who was then the Count of Edessa, became the new King of Jerusalem. Unlike Godfrey, Baldwin was not known for modesty and took the title of King of Jerusalem. Baldwin I proved to be a skilled politician when he cunningly removed the Patriarch of Jerusalem, Dagobert of Pisa, who sought to establish a theocratic rule in the city similar to the Papal States in Rome. Baldwin I spent nearly his entire reign expanding the kingdom's territories. In 1101, he conquered the cities his brother had planned to take. In 1104, he captured Acre, an extremely important city for the Kingdom of Jerusalem, as its port would generate the greatest revenues for the treasury in the following years. Baldwin secured his conquests in three battles at Ramla. Despite the Crusaders' defeat in the second battle, two victories were sufficient to make the Fatimid Caliphate abandon its claims to the lost territories. Baldwin I then focused on resolving conflicts among the Crusaders. In 1109, the King of Jerusalem managed to unite them to capture the lands of Lebanon, which blocked the overland route from Byzantium. During this campaign, Baldwin I annexed Beirut to his domain, while the rest of Lebanon became part of the country of Tripoli. Baldwin I also captured Sidon with the help of Norwegians, who had launched a brief crusade, but quickly returned home. In 1115, Baldwin I conquered lands on the eastern bank of the Jordan River and even reached the Red Sea, cutting off Muslim Egypt and Syria from one another. The first King of Jerusalem died in 1118 during a campaign in Egypt, having reached the Nile Delta. His successor was the Count of Edessa, his companion Baldwin II of Bourc. With Venetian assistance, he managed to complete the conquest of coastal cities. He attempted to capture Aleppo and Damascus, but failed, and was held captive for 2 years. Even after his release, Baldwin II did not cease his campaigns in Syria, although they were now limited to raiding Muslim cities. Baldwin II bequeathed his crown to his grandson, Baldwin III. However, since Baldwin III was still a child, power passed to his daughter Melisende and her husband Fulk. They were crowned together with the young King Baldwin III. Melisende was known for her generosity and political acumen, which earned her the love of her subjects. In contrast, her husband Fulk often meddled in the affairs of his barons. A series of defeats Fulk suffered at the hands of Muslims during his reign further diminished his popularity. The kingdom was saved from civil war only by his untimely death in 1143. In 1098, Bohemond became the Prince of Antioch. He also sought to expand his domains, but with less success. In 1100, he lost the Battle of Melitene and was captured by the Turks for 3 years. Upon his release, he returned to Europe, recruited volunteers, and set out to fight again, though this time not against Muslims, but against the Byzantines. In 1108, he was defeated at Dyrrhachium and made peace with the emperor, agreeing to hand over Antioch to Byzantium. Nevertheless, in Antioch itself, where his nephew Tancred ruled in his absence, the agreement was refused recognition. Tancred himself was more successful in expanding the principality's territories. In 1104, he captured Edessa while its count was in captivity with the Turks. A year later, at the Battle of Artah, he defeated the Emir of Aleppo and pushed the principality's borders far to the east. In 1108, Tancred took Latakia from the Byzantines and, in the Battle of Turbessel, defeated Baldwin of Bourke, the Count of Edessa and future King of Jerusalem, when he attempted to reclaim his county. It was only in 1111, under the threat of anathema, that Tancred returned Edessa to Baldwin. Tancred also made attempts to capture the county of Tripoli and the lands of the Sicilian Armenians, but his premature death from typhus in 1112 prevented him from completing these plans. His successor, Roger of Salerno, in 1119, lost to the Turks at the Battle of Balat, also known as the Battle of the Blood Field. The Crusaders suffered heavy losses, and the power of the Principality of Antioch was severely weakened. Subsequently, the rulers of Antioch remained dependent on either Jerusalem or Byzantium. Raymond IV of Toulouse did not receive land in Palestine and went to serve in Byzantium. There, he met new Crusaders, mostly those who had not rushed to join the First Crusade, or those who had fled from it. In Europe, they were considered cowards, and they decided to embark on a campaign known in history as the Crusade of the Faint-Hearted. They traveled with three separate armies. Raymond joined the campaign as a guide, but no one listened to his advice, and all three armies were defeated by the Turks in Anatolia. With the remnants of these crusaders, Raymond fought his way to Antioch, after which he decided to establish his own county. He captured Tortosa, then unsuccessfully laid siege to Tripoli, during which he received a fatal wound. Soon after, his forces managed to capture Arca, effectively cutting off Tripoli from the rest of the Muslim world. Still, the city had maritime connections with Egypt and was not planning to surrender. Raymond's son, Bertrand, captured it only in 1109 with the help of the King of Jerusalem, Baldwin I. The County of Tripoli was the smallest of the Crusader states. However, it was protected by the mountains of Lebanon. To secure the mountain passes, the famous Croc de Chevalier Castle was built, which still stands today. But the mountain fortresses were not only occupied by the Crusaders. In the fortress of Masyaf, the Order of Assassins settled, known for carrying out assassinations of neighboring rulers. The rulers of Tripoli faced many problems from such neighbors, and Count Raymond II was eventually killed by them. After that, Tripoli came under the influence of Jerusalem. The County of Edessa, the first Crusader state, was the most distant from Jerusalem, making it the most vulnerable. During his time as Count Edessa, Baldwin of Bouillon actively expanded the borders of his territory. Some lands were conquered, while others, like the Emirate of Samosata, were bought for money. In 1100, he even helped the Emir of Aleppo suppress a rebellion, for which he received a monetary reward. When his brother Godfrey died in 1101 and Baldwin became King of Jerusalem, he transferred Edessa to his companion, Baldwin of Bourke. The new Count of Edessa expanded its borders to the east. Though his attempt to capture the city of Haran in 1104 was unsuccessful, and Baldwin of Bourke was captured by the Atabeg of Mosul. It was then that the ruler of Antioch, Tancred, occupied his county and did not return it, even when Baldwin was released from captivity in 1108. Baldwin then gathered troops, including Muslim mercenaries, but was defeated in the Battle of Turbessel. Only in 1111 did Baldwin of Bourke regain Edessa. In 1118, he became the King of Jerusalem, Baldwin II. Meanwhile, Edessa passed to the Courtney family. Jocelyn I de Courtney swore vassalage to the new King of Jerusalem and participated in all his wars. His son, Jocelyn II, although he also swore fealty, pursued a more independent policy. Ultimately, this became the cause of his downfall. In 1144, he formed an alliance with the Turkish Bey Kara Arslan, who was at that time fighting against the Mosul Atabeg Zengi, and went to his aid. During this time, Zengi laid siege to Edessa. While the city was under siege, its count awaited reinforcements from the Crusaders. However, they did not arrive because the Prince of Antioch, with whom Jocelyn II had recently quarreled, forcibly turned away crusaders who were heading to aid Edessa. The capture of Edessa raised the prestige of the Atabeg Zengi, and around him began to unite Muslim emirs who believed he would be able to defeat the crusaders. This process was not halted even by Zengi's death, as his son Nur ad-Din continued his father's work. The news of the fall of Edessa stirred up the crusader spirit in Europe. Preachers called for a new crusade. Among them, Bernard Clairvaux stood out. In this crusade, French King Louis VII and Emperor Conrad III volunteered to go. In 1147, they set out for the Middle East. Conrad III was the first to reach Byzantium, from where he moved into Anatolia, where he suffered a crushing defeat in a battle with the Turks at Dorylaeum. After returning to Constantinople, he sailed to Palestine. The French king also attempted to travel by land, suffering losses in small skirmishes with the Turks. He then hired a Byzantine fleet and also sailed to Antioch. In the spring of 1148, the crusaders arrived in Acre, where they were met by Queen Regent Melisende. In Acre, a military council revealed the greatest problem of this campaign. The crusaders could not agree among themselves. Some wanted to reclaim Edessa, others wanted to go to Aleppo, while the Queen of Jerusalem proposed capturing Ascalon. Eventually, they reached a compromise, to march on Damascus. The problem was that at that time, Damascus was an ally of the Kingdom of Jerusalem, as it was also fighting against the Mosul Atabeg Nur ad-Din. Despite young King Baldwin III leading the campaign, most of his vassals refused to participate. The crusader army was unable to capture Damascus. 4 days of constant assaults on the city's fortifications resulted in significant losses. Blaming each other for treason, the participants of the Second Crusade began to abandon the siege of Damascus, and by the spring of 1149, they had completely left the Kingdom of Jerusalem. This failed venture cost the crusaders not only significant losses, but also allowed Damascus to fall under the control of the Atabeg Nur ad-Din, who continued to unite Muslims for the war against the crusaders. Queen Melisende was reluctant to cede power to her son Baldwin III for a long time. He even had to raise a rebellion to finally gain control of his kingdom. He sent his mother to a convent and then focused on military matters. Baldwin captured Ascalon, and a few years later, he defeated Nur ad-Din, forcing him to make peace with the crusaders. Thus, the Kingdom of Jerusalem reached the peak of its power. A constant problem for the Kingdom of Jerusalem was the shortage of soldiers. Even at its best, the Jerusalem king could field no more than 20,000 soldiers in battle. What helped was that around 5,000 of them were heavily armored knights on horseback, the most capable troops of the time. However, this was never enough. The shortage was so severe that even the Patriarch of Jerusalem and Christian monasteries had to hire soldiers at their own expense to serve the kingdom. Another way to increase the army was through the knightly orders. The first such order appeared in 1113, based on the Hospital of St. John in Jerusalem, the Order of the Hospitallers. A more famous order was the Knights Templar, founded in 1119 by veterans of the First Crusade. Both orders were essentially independent states within the Kingdom of Jerusalem. They had their own treasury, funded by donations from pilgrims, as well as land holdings that made them at times more powerful than ordinary feudal lords. The previously mentioned Croque de Chevalier Castle belonged to the Hospitallers. The political structure of the Kingdom of Jerusalem was typical of a feudal state. Western European settlers, who were knights and feudal lords, received all the lands and political power. In exchange, they were required to provide military service. The local population, consisting of Greeks, Armenians, Assyrians, and Arabs, who made up the majority of the population in these lands, became dependent peasants, or villeins. They worked the lands of the lords in exchange for land leases for their own use. The knights were not completely detached from local Christians. they actively cooperated with them. European feudal lords often appointed local Armenians and Greeks to important government positions. Marriages between Europeans and local Christian nobility were also common. Children from such marriages were referred to as poulains. By the mid-12th century, these poulains would become the foundation of the local knightly nobility. The Muslim community in the Kingdom of Jerusalem underwent very few changes. The only notable difference was that they had to pay an additional tax, similar to how Christians had paid in Muslim states. For Muslims, this tax was not particularly high. The Arab traveler Ibn Jubair even wrote that Arab peasants often migrated from the war-torn Muslim emirates to the Crusader states because life there was often more convenient for them. Trade flourished in the Kingdom of Jerusalem. The first kings granted privileges to Italian merchants, and Baldwin III went so far as to exempt them from taxes, securing trade for them. This significantly expanded trade with European states. Meanwhile, the royal treasury was filled with customs duties collected from the caravans of Arab merchants as the trade route between Africa and Asia passed through the lands of the Kingdom of Jerusalem. Baldwin III's plans to strengthen his position included forming an alliance with the Byzantine Empire. He met with Emperor Manuel I in Antioch, and the two sides agreed on an alliance to fight against the Muslims. But Baldwin III's premature death prevented the realization of these plans. The crown was inherited by his younger brother, Amalric I. Amalric I launched four expeditions into Egypt. During the first in 1163, he defeated the Fatimid forces in the Battle of Al-Babain and forced Egypt to pay tribute to Jerusalem. His second campaign took place the following year, where Amalric joined forces with the Egyptian vizier against Nur ad-Din. Together with the Fatimid forces, the Crusaders besieged Shirkuh's troops at Bilbaiz and forced them to surrender. However, this success was short-lived, as Amalric I received news that Nur ad-Din had attacked Antioch and captured the Antiochian prince at the Battle of Harim. The King of Jerusalem had to return home quickly to defend his kingdom. Amalric I's third campaign into Egypt was prompted by Shirkuh's reinvasion. This time, the Muslims dealt a heavy defeat to the Crusaders at the Battle of Al-Babain. Even so, Shirkuh failed to capitalize on his victory. He captured Alexandria, but there, he and his forces were surrounded by the combined Fatimid and Crusader troops. Ultimately, Shirkuh was forced to surrender again. Before returning to Jerusalem, Amalric I left a garrison in Alexandria to maintain his influence in the region. In 1168, Amalric invaded Egypt for the fourth time, intending to conquer it once and for all. He easily captured Bilbaiz, after which he moved north and laid siege to Damietta. The Byzantine fleet assisted him from the sea, but they were unable to capture the city, forcing the King of Jerusalem to retreat. In 1173, after the death of Nur ad-Din, Amalric I launched an unsuccessful campaign against Damascus. On his return, he fell ill with dysentery and passed away the following year, in 1174. During Amalric I's fourth campaign in Egypt, the general of Nur ad-Din, Shirkuh, arrived to conquer the region. While the Crusaders were laying siege to Damietta, Shirkuh defeated the Fatimid armies, executed Vizier Shawar, and began to rule Egypt himself. His power was inherited by his nephew, Salah ad-Din, also known as Saladin, who declared himself the Sultan of Egypt. This sparked a conflict with Nur ad-Din, who considered Saladin his vassal. All the same, Nur ad-Din died just 2 years later, and Saladin took over his state. From that point on, Saladin's territories nearly surrounded the Kingdom of Jerusalem. Moreover, he succeeded in uniting most of the Muslim emirs under his rule, forming a powerful army that contemporary chronicles estimated to be around 100,000 soldiers. The Muslims were now ready to launch an offensive against the Crusader states. Saladin faced opposition from the young King Baldwin IV. From childhood, Baldwin suffered from leprosy, which worsened over the years. He commanded far fewer troops than Saladin and with no reinforcements arriving from Europe, his subjects doubted the king's ability to defend Jerusalem against Saladin. The Patriarch of Jerusalem, Heraclius, even traveled to Europe to seek a more suitable candidate for the throne. Indeed, just as Saladin was gathering his forces in Aleppo for a campaign against Jerusalem, Baldwin IV of Jerusalem launched an unexpected raid on Damascus, plundering the city. This surprising move caught Saladin off guard, so he decided to negotiate a peace settlement with the Crusaders. A year later, the war resumed. This time, King Baldwin IV personally met with Saladin in the Battle of Montgisard. The Crusaders outflanked the Muslim army and struck from the rear. Saladin narrowly escaped death in the battle, and his army scattered. This defeat severely undermined Saladin's authority, and his own emirs began to rebel against him. Despite several small victories over the Crusaders, he was forced to negotiate a truce with Baldwin IV. 2 years later, the truce was broken again. However, Baldwin IV managed to defeat Saladin at the Battle of Belvoir. This victory came at a heavy cost to the king. As a result, he tried to avoid breaking the peace with Saladin in the future, understanding that without reinforcements from Europe, he could not continue fighting the Muslims for long. Not all vassals, though, understood the plans of the King of Jerusalem. A notable figure in this was Reynald of Châtillon. He came to the Holy Land during the Second Crusade, and through his marriage to the widow of the Prince of Antioch, he became regent in Antioch. Reynald's life followed the same pattern. He broke the laws, was about to be punished, asked for forgiveness, and then the cycle began again. In 1154, Reynald kidnapped and tortured the Patriarch of Antioch, demanding money from him. After this, Reynald had to ask for forgiveness from King Baldwin III of Jerusalem. In 1156, he raided the Byzantine island of Cyprus and was forced to ask for forgiveness from the Byzantine emperor. For a while, the Châtillon suspended his activities due to a 16-year captivity among the Muslims. During this time, Reynald lost his power in Antioch. Even so, upon returning to Jerusalem, he married the widow of the Baron of the Carrac Castle. On his new lands, Reynald de Châtillon began raiding Arab caravans, violating the truce in 1176 and 1182. King Baldwin IV had to defend the kingdom from Saladin in victorious battles. After this, Reynald sought forgiveness from Baldwin IV. In 1183, Reynald de Châtillon built 5 ships and sailed the Red Sea, planning to destroy Mecca. He never reached Mecca. His fleet was defeated by Saladin's navy, and Reynald himself escaped by fleeing. Saladin brought his forces to Carrac and besieged de Châtillon. Only the timely arrival of King Baldwin IV with his army saved Reynald from certain death. When Baldwin IV died, his 7-year-old nephew Baldwin V inherited the crown, though real power was held by the new king's stepfather, Guy de Lusignan. Baldwin V died a year later, and Guy de Lusignan became the king of Jerusalem. Reynald de Châtillon became his close ally. At the end of 1186, another Arab caravan was passing near Carrac, and Reynald hastened to raid it. Chronicler William of Tyre wrote that in this caravan was Saladin's sister, whom Reynald captured. For this, Saladin vowed to personally punish the knight. In the spring of 1187, Saladin, with an army of 40,000 soldiers, invaded the Kingdom of Jerusalem. He plundered Reynald de Châtillon's lands and then moved into Galilee, where he defeated the Templars at the Battle of Cressen and laid siege to the city of Tiberias. Guy de Lusignan gathered his own forces and rushed to confront the Muslims. Most of the barons advised the king not to march in the summer, as the route passed through the desert, instead suggesting that they prepare Jerusalem for defense. Nonetheless, Guy did not heed this advice and set out on the campaign. He met Saladin's army near the Horns of Hattin. The Muslims lured the Crusaders into a trap, cutting them off from water sources, setting the surrounding grass on fire, and easily defeating the exhausted Crusader forces. King Guy de Lusignan, along with his brother, was captured. Reynald de Chatillon was also taken prisoner and was immediately executed. After this, Saladin moved north and captured the lands of the Principality of Antioch and the County of Tripoli. He postponed the conquest of their capitals and hurried towards Jerusalem. On the way, his forces captured all the cities of the kingdom except for Tyre. The defense of Jerusalem was led by the knight Balian of Ibelin. He successfully repelled attacks on the city until, on the ninth day of the siege, the city wall finally gave way. Even then, Balian held firm, and the Muslims were unable to enter the city. At that point, Saladin proposed negotiations. The parties agreed that the Christians would be allowed to leave the city for a ransom, an average of 10 dinars per person. The city would then pass into Muslim hands. In this story, the patriarch Heraclius gained notoriety again as he embezzled the church funds that he had promised to use for the ransom of the Christians. At the same time, Saladin, whether out of nobility or simply to rid the city of Christians, donated 100,000 dinars to the Christian inhabitants of Jerusalem to help them afford their ransom. Only after a month, when the final group of Christians led by Balian himself left the city, did Saladin take control of Jerusalem. By that time, about 10,000 Christians remained in the city. Unable to pay for their ransom, they were taken into slavery. The loss of Jerusalem by the Christians was perceived as a catastrophe in Europe. Some saw it as divine punishment, while others began preparing for the Third Crusade. Three prominent rulers of Europe would lead this crusade: King Richard I, the Lionheart of England, King Philip II Augustus of France, and Emperor Frederick I Barbarossa of the Holy Roman Empire. This campaign would become one of the most famous in the history of the Crusades.